We just need to score. We truly felt like they couldn't drive the ball 80 yards on us and put points on the board. So if we got a touchdown at that particular point in the game, we feel like it's pretty much a wrap.
Next week's huge now. I mean, this is for the division lead, and there'll be six games to go after that. So it's
for real?
Yeah.
It's going fast. Yeah, it's a big game next week, man. Who we play?
Play San Diego.
Okay, San Diego. I don't look. I play 1 week at a time, bro. Seriously.
It's San
Diego.
Week now.
Okay, San Diego. All right. Yeah, man. It's going to be a good game.
You got the 76 Steelers coming up next
Yeah,
week.
Man. Hey, I play them guys too.
Coming out of retirement.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be a good game, man. I think the fans are going to enjoy it.
Is it totally make it a huge game? Because then you guys are tied for first.
Yeah, it's
right
a
now.
Huge game, man. It's a big game simply because it is for the division lead, and it is to be put in the upper echelon of the NFL as well. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, man. It's going to be one of those challenges where this is what you play football for. This is what you live for in the NFL. This is why you play this game as a kid, and hopefully one day you reach your dream of being in the NFL and lead games like this.
Last thing, when Jake was struggling, obviously, and he threw that third pick, are you thinking anyway that the defense, you guys may have to step it up a little bit more because the offense is having one of those?
Well, yeah. I mean, we felt like it was one of those days where – but you got to take your hat off the open simply because if you go back and look at the stats, over the last 3, 4, 5 games, these guys are playing almost better than any defense in the NFL. And so we knew coming in that it was going to be one of those days for offense. And we felt like we had to get turnovers and that we did have to put our offense in great field position for us to have an opportunity to win. And they came through when they had to. Jake always comes through when he has to. And for us defensively to make the plays we did at the end, it's just a big win.
Thanks, Albert.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? This team always seems to have a nose for the ball when you absolutely have to have it. You guys take the lead and then boom, bang, bang, turnovers. Yes, they dropped it, but you guys got it.
That's what it's all about, man. In this game of football, man, you can't make a lot of mistakes. And especially at this level, teams are going to capitalize off your mistakes. And if you make enough, it's going to cost you. And, you know, today we found a way to get the W. We made some mistakes. Offense turned the ball over. But when we had to get the ball back for our offense and make some plays, we were able to do that.
Some guys remember this play and some guys don't, from everybody I've talked to. Mm-hmm. It was the third quarter. David Kirk has dropped that punt.
Mm-hmm.
They would have had the ball at your 20-yard line, but mm-hmm. that car ran out of bounds and you guys got the ball back. Yeah. Are you familiar with this play?
Yeah.
Is that pretty much the defining moment? There are a lot of defining moments in every football game, but I mean, they're sitting pretty at the 20.
Yeah. That's big, man. You're right. That is a big play in a football game. But you have to know the rules. You have to know what you can do, what you cannot do. And a lot of times when guys see two guys coming to block them, they try to run out of bounds for protection. And you can't do that. You know, you have to find a way to get to the ball. And I'm just happy he did it. I'm happy he did it because it really put us back where we need to be.
Luck against the Titans.
I appreciate it. Titans. Damn, for real.
They as predictable as they have been in the past. That's one of the things everybody says they go to the NFL offense.
I wouldn't say predictable. I would say if you just find a way, you find a way to stop them, it gives you a great chance. I wouldn't say that they're predictable because they gave us a lot of different formations. They did a lot of different things out of just base formation itself. So I wouldn't say they were predictable. They did do some things differently.
So that was a little bit of a change of what you've seen on the film?
Yeah, definitely. They did a few things differently today that we felt like they were going to do one particular way coming into the game. They actually switched it up on us. So as far as the offense being vanilla, not at all.
Can you be specific?
No.
You don't play them again this year.
Hey, I might play them again next year, bro. Hey, I've been playing the Raiders every year, man. I don't never give my secrets away.
Is their quarterback just kind of in a learning curve here? He's just adjusting. You can see. I don't know. Now they're talking about their possibility. They might make a switch over there, but.
Well, that's a tough business, man. I mean, this is a tough business, especially playing the quarterback. That is the most demanding position in the NFL, and it takes a special guy to be able to come in as a young guy and be competitive, just straight up. I mean, it's hard to do. And, you know, I think the pressure is put on these guys so much that if they don't succeed, they're assumed failures. And it shouldn't be that way because you got guys on this side of the ball that have been in the league for 10, 11, 12 years. And you got a rookie quarterback, a second-year quarterback, and you expect him to come out and do something that a lot of 12-year, 13 quarterbacks can't do. So, no, I wouldn't say that. You know, that the guy is in a bad situation. He's definitely in a learning situation. And, you know, he's going to be a good quarterback later on down the road because he does make some good decisions. He has a strong arm.